What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson back at you again with a new episode. I know some of y'all have been saying, where the hell has he been at? He ain't been making nothing, he ain't been saying nothing, he ain't got nothing to talk about. Well, actually, that's not true. We've been going through a little up and down roller coaster for a while, but we back. As you can tell by the sound in the background, I'm outside. You know, it's nice outside today. In Michigan, we don't get many nice days like this, so wherever y'all at, I'm pretty sure it's nice and warm, or either colder than what it is here. But anyway, I'm going to jump into today's topic, man. I want to talk about renewing your mind. You know, and this has everything to do with working out, keeping yourself in shape. But at the end of the day, we got to learn to keep our minds in shape. So I don't want everybody to think that I'm just going to talk about working out and working out only. Because at the end of the day, we had to learn to work out our minds. So I've had a couple of people inbox me on, you know, what can I do to renew my mind? What can I do to put myself back in the spirit of things of working out and getting my body back in shape, get my mind back right, you know, my lifestyle together, everything that puts me back in the position of who I am and who I'm trying to become. So I thought about that, and when it comes down to it, it's like my boy Jay Warren said. Shout out to my boy Jay Warren down in Texas doing his thing. He said sometimes we got to use the term fuck 'em in a good manner. Excuse my French, but I got to tell it the way it is. Sometimes in life, and I'm quoting him on this one, Jay Warren says, sometimes in life, we have to use the term fuck 'em in a positive manner. Here's an example. People may, you know, you may do nice things for people, be good to people, treat people the way you want to be treated, and then in the end, people fuck you over. And you kind of go around with that burden on you, like, you know, like, what I do to them? You know, I've been trying to be good to them. I've been trying to help people out. I've been trying to be, you know, 100 with my mans, or 100 with my homegirl, or 100 with my woman. And they just use me and say, fuck me. In order sometime to get your mind back in this proper perspective, you just got to say, fuck them and keep going. Now, I know that sound cliche. I know that sound a little bit of, you know, that's like, man, you're holding a little bit of grudge. But sometimes you just got to say, fuck them and keep it pushing. Like, seriously out here, man. We can't be in a position where everybody else get to live the life, feel good about themselves, look good. They in the gym, they going on with their life, and they shit on you, and you kind of at a standstill, or you kind of at a stagnated point. And I'm speaking from experience. So everything that I talk about on this podcast, trust me, I go through it too. I just use my personal experiences to help other people out. So I've been going through that. I had to look up one day and just say, fuck them, and keep it going. Let me get my ass back in the gym. Let me get back to doing what I do best. You know what I'm saying? Because I may not have the money, I may not have the material things that I once had, but I'm still me. And that's what a lot of y'all got to do, man. You can't worry. You can't dwell on the things that you used to have or the things that you want to have so bad right now. Thank God for you. Just thank God for you. Just thank God for you being you, man. You know, one thing about life, people can take your money. People can take your material things, but they can't take what's yours, and that's you. You get what I'm saying? Be concerned about maybe one or two things. Your health, your loved ones, speaking of your kids, and if you have a wife, your wife or your parents, and keep it pushing. Because friends are like wind. Friends will come and they will go. They'll blow to you and blow away, if that makes sense. You get what I'm saying, but you know, people come and go. You know what I'm saying? But you only got one life. You get what I'm saying? So get your mind right. Get yourself back in the gym. Do what you do best. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't in the gym, hey, whatever your gym is, make that your gym. If you a rapper, get back in that studio. If you a book writer, get back in that book. Write them poems. Write them stories. If you just a hardworking man and love your job, go to work. You get what I'm saying? If you a dude that's, if you a woman that's, you know, you may be a personal trainer yourself. Get back in there and train people. Help make other people happy. Everything ain't always about you. But you can't be you if you ain't on your game. And you can't make nobody else better if you ain't on your game. You get what I'm saying, y'all? Just a short, brief episode for today, but hit me up. Stay tuned. Please keep supporting the podcast. And I love y'all. Let's stay positive. Bless someone today. Holla back.